Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. All right, guys. Good evening. Good evening. We're going to be talking about righteousness tonight. Righteousness. And I know you're bored tonight, guys. You want to see some miracles. That's fine. We're gonna see some miracles. But first of all, we got to get understanding. We're gonna be in Romans chapter 4, and we're gonna be talking about your righteousness is no good. We're gonna be talking about self-righteousness. But the main part of the whole message tonight is Your righteousness is no good. And what am I meaning about that? There's a thing called self-righteous. You think that you were right because of the way you live. Not so, man. You're right because Jesus died on the cross and made you right with God. It wasn't nothing you done. It was everything he done. So when we get in this self-righteous attitude, we become judgmental. We become self-righteous. People become judgmental. They see everything wrong with everyone else besides themselves, of course. Mm-hmm. And they see everything wrong with everybody else besides them because they're the only one right with God and you're not. Right. It's called self-righteous. Anything that exalts their self and makes their self look good, that's what they're going to uplift. Sure. But see, my friend, it don't matter tonight what you done for God or you live right. The rich young ruler come to Jesus and he said these words. He said, Lord, I've obeyed all the commandments. I've kept all the law. But Jesus said, you lack one thing. Go sell all of you got and follow me. See, he had one thing that was wrong with him. He worshiped money more than God. So see, none of us can stand before God and say, God, I'm clean. Because Romans tells us, and Romans 10 tells us, we all come short of the glory of God. We have all have sinned. Matter of fact, Romans also tells us, if we say we have no sin, we make who a liar? Come on. You can't sit and tell me you never sin because I know you do. Mm-hmm. Somewhere or some fashion, when you're standing before God, he can find a fault in you in 2 minutes. Jesus did with the rich young ruler. Matter of fact, he was trying to justify himself and said, well, Lord, I've never committed adultery. I've always kept all the commandments. He said, but you lack one thing. Go sell all you got and follow me. See, he couldn't do it. Because self-righteous people will never follow Jesus. They'll follow the world's comprehension. They'll follow the world's pattern, but they will never follow Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ declares you to kill yourself. Matter of fact, Paul wrote, I die daily. See, Paul knew that there was no good thing inside of him. See, when you depend on your righteousness and your abilities, then you are really uplifting yourself and you're not depending on God. See, I have to depend on God to act right and talk right and look right. If I didn't depend on him, I would be a crazy fool. Because I know that Jason's righteousness didn't get him nowhere. Matter of fact, when God met me 24 years ago, I was doing sin and I was having darn good time. I was having a good time. Sin's fun, only for a season. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fun. I mean, long as I was getting by with stuff, I was having a blast. But see, there's an end to every sin. Yep.
Every season has an ending.
And my friend, you think sin is going to get you anywhere? It won't. Bible says sin is death. Do you understand? Every time you sin, you're getting closer to death every day. Some people's life gets shortened because of sin. It does. Because people live in sin. And what is sin? Well, I mean, since we're on that subject, what is sin? Sin is missing what God has told you to do. The Bible says whoever knows to do good, for them that don't do it is sin to who?
Them.
Now, would it be sin to me if God told me not to do something? No. God tells you to quit doing things, and when you disobey him, you're living in a sinful nature. Well, that's no fair. He told me to quit doing this, but he didn't tell you. It don't matter. We walk with God alone, my friend. Let me tell you something. Hey, Ken Newberry, how you doing, sister? We walk with God alone.
You'll face nobody's record but yours.
And here's the dilemma that kept me out of church for years. Well, Lord, I don't want to go in that church house down there because there ain't no bunch of hypocrites. And God spoke to me and he said, well, that's good and dandy and all, but here's the dilemma I have with that, son. You're going to stand before me by yourself. You're not going to stand with them and looking at their stuff and what they doing. No, you're going to stand for what you do. See, we're going to give an account by every idle word, every deed that we do to people. You're still going to get judged with that. But here's the thing. I'm going to give you some good news. Even though you make mistakes in this lifetime, even though you come short a lot of times, God's going to say, what did you do when you got angry? What did you do when you held bitterness? Did you keep it on you? Or did you listen to me and let that bitterness go? See, my friend, there's a lot of people on the way to hell and think they're on the way to heaven, but they're not. Because if you hold bitterness or unforgiveness in your heart towards your brother, you better make it right before you pass on to the next life.
Oh, yeah.
Because God's going to judge you for that. And that comes with the belief system. That comes with the trust system. And God said, if somebody makes you angry, you know, don't hold unforgiveness in your heart. What did he say in Matthew 6? He said, if you can't forgive your brother, how can your heavenly Father forgive you of your sins? So see, God can forgive your sins if you'll forgive them. So otherwise, God said, whoever attains mercy and shall show mercy will of what? Attain mercy. Jesus taught these things. But if we don't start doing them, where is our faith? What did Paul say? Don't be a hearer of the word, but be a doer. If you never give your tithes, then you don't believe in the Bible, what it says. He said he'd rebuke the devourers for your sake. Mm-hmm. Who tithes? Very few people. They don't believe what the word says. When the word says, bless your enemies, do good to them that spitefully use you, pray for them. What does that mean? Does that mean every time they come around, go run down the road? No. We got to be a doer of God's word. If we believe in God, then we need to do what his word says. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, you say you love me, but you do nothing I tell you to do. Nothing. Then you don't love me. You don't obey my commands. Now watch this. We're going to get into this. Romans 8, and I know this is a boring thing to y'all, but listen, it's going to get good because I want the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. And see, a lot of people perish from a lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of God's word of understanding. Okay, watch this. In Romans 4 says, what shall we say then that Abraham, the father, pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham was justified by works, he had therefore to glory. So otherwise, what he's saying is, God does not share his glory with no man.
Nope.
If it wasn't for God that's on your side, where would you be? It's not nothing you have done that made you right with God. It's everything his son done on the cross. We could not never make it right with God. Mankind tried and tried and tried and tried, and they always failed. So God said, you know what? I got a plan. I'm going to give you my son and his righteousness. If you accept him, if you will believe that I've sent him and you believe that he's my son, you believe that I'm God, that all you have to do is believe. And if you believe, your actions are going to show it. You ever had somebody tell you this? Oh, I believe in you, Brother Jason. I believe in you. And then when you go to a football game or something, you're playing football out there, they know where to be found. Do you really, truly think they believe in you? They don't come to none of your meetings, or they don't come to none of your preachings or outlets or nothing, but they say in the same breath, oh, Jason, I believe in you. They don't believe in you. Their actions are not showing it because they don't show up for nothing. I've had people tell me, I used to preach when I was evangelist. I'd go to churches and hold revivals and all that. And I'm just going to say it. Some of my family would say, oh, Jason, we believe God's working through, but they never would show up. I mean, no action, no, they wouldn't even give no tithes to the ministry or nothing. But yet they said, oh, I believe in you, Brother Jason. You don't believe in me. You don't believe God sent me to you either. Because I can tell by your actions. I mean, I don't pay attention to people's mouth. Because, see, people's mouth don't go nowhere with me. Because it's just a bunch of words. See, I look at people's actions. You tell me you love me till you're blue in the face, till you start showing me I believe it. If you don't start showing me, I don't believe it. Because I ain't listening to nothing coming out of your chopper. Because everything's coming out of your chopper's full of mess. Because Jesus said, I like the words Jesus said. You serve me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. What was he meaning when he said that? Guys, you can tell when somebody's heart is into something. Or if they just giving you a line of bull. I'm just saying, let's go on. And Abraham believed God. For what thou scriptures, Abraham believed God, it was counted unto him for righteousness. Because Abraham believed God. See, Abraham believed God. That's what made him right with God. My friend, I don't care what you do in this lifetime. I don't care where you go in your lifetime. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose the third day for your sins, it all starts there. And if you believe in it, then you will start doing what he said to do in the word. That's where faith comes alive, when it becomes a doer. If you never do nothing, that's where Paul said, you show me your faith and I'll show you my word. How can you tell me you got faith with no works? It's dead. So when he says give, it shall be given unto you. When he says pay your tithes, when he says forsake not to assemble yourself together, who neglects these things? Everybody. I can name a dozen people right now. They don't go to church. They don't fellowship with anybody. And they sure heck don't give to no church or ministries. They don't give to the work of God. They don't. And then they call you up on the phone with, Jason, I don't know what's going on in my finances. You a Christian? Yeah, how long you been a Christian? 20-something years. I said, do you tithe? No. That's your whole problem. You're not doing and you do not believe. Because if you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then you will get in his word and start doing it and quit reading it. People think they all right with God because they get in there and read it. Oh, I read my Bible all the way through. I'm going to Bible college. I don't care what you're going to Bible college. It ain't going to do you no good. When you don't believe what you're reading. This is a belief system. It is not a knowledge system. Oh, I know everything. Well, so did the Pharisees, but they didn't believe. Because if they believed, then they would follow Jesus, but they didn't. But they knew the law. See, I have a relationship with Jesus, and I'm going to say this because I'm going to say a bold statement. I have a relationship with the Father. I have a relationship with the Son. I have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, and it's personal. I get up every morning talking to him. He talks to me. That's personal. He gets in the shower with me. Now, he's not gay, but he gets in the shower and starts talking to me.
Talk to you where you are. You'll listen.
And then I go down, and I was just going down the road the other day. He said, Jason, I want you to buy you a new wallet. I said, Lord, why? Why do I need a new wallet? My wife's been trying to buy me a wallet for God knows how long. But he said, I want you to get a new wallet. I said, why? He said, because I want to bless it with new money. New things are coming to your wallet. I said, glory to God. So I bought me a new wallet. I just listened to God and bought me a new wallet. I said, all right, Lord, I bought a new wallet. There you go. Be honest with you, I didn't want a new wallet. My wife's been trying to get me to get rid of that wallet for a long time, but I just didn't want a new wallet. You cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. You got to get rid of the old.
Yep.
It says, for saith the scriptures, Abraham believed God. It was counted for him for his righteousness. Now to him that worketh in the worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him, is justified the ungodly. See, it's your belief system. People don't believe in God. You're going to see. Just wait. People does not believe in God. If people believed in God, these people on this podcast and on this TikTok tonight, it would be slam full. But it's not. Why? Because they do not believe.
Right there where you just read on 5, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
See, his faith. And what is faith? Faith is something we work to and work for, but listening to this and doing it. See, Jesus said, these words I speak to you are spirit and what? Life. These words I'm speaking to you tonight are spirit and they're life. Why? Because they're in the Bible. These are not just words, guys. When it's got the Holy Spirit upon these words, it becomes spirit and life. It will change your life if you'll let it. If you'll start reading what it's saying and applying it. Quit allowing people to dictate you because you make mistakes, but you do not live off your mistakes. You live by faith. Just because you make mistakes does not disqualify you from walking with God.
No.
Matter of fact, it gives you an opportunity. It gives you an opportunity to make it right with God. But it does not disqualify you. What qualifies you with God is when God speaks to you something and you believe it. When God, you get in his word and he shows you something and you believe it and start doing it. See, I believe in tithing. I've been a tither for years. And I can promise you this. I've seen some hard times, but I've seen some blessed times.
Oh, yeah.
But even in the tithing, it's not just about your tithe. It's your obedience with your tithe. You got to understand, he said, put your tithes into a storehouse. A storehouse is somewhere God is working, guys. It ain't out there in the streets or, oh, I gave people sandwiches today. I paid my tithe. No, that is not a storehouse. Anywhere where God is working and building a ministry, that is a storehouse. That is something God is involved in doing. People say, well, I gave to the lottery, so I helped pay. I've had people tell me that. Mm-mm-mm. I gave to the lottery, so that's my tithe. What? The lottery? That's not a storehouse. You got to look at a storehouse when Joseph was here, the king of dreams, and when Pharaoh was here, he gave to the storehouse. He had a dream that they would go through 7 years of famine and then 7 years of prosperity. And yes, that was involved in helping people that was fixing to go through a hard time. So yeah, it can be helping people. But in the meantime, even in Acts chapter 2, the apostles took land and they sold land. Remember, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost and he killed them. Why? Because when God is doing a work somewhere, you got to obey. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what we're doing here. If we're doing podcasts or we're doing streaming or wherever God, what God. I'm going to tell you something. This is not my ministry. That's why my name's off of it. God told me to take my name off of it because he said, I own this ministry now. Yes. It's God Saving Ministries. Of course, we do the Kingdom Radio too. It's all his. So when you sow into this, you sow unto God. This is what God is doing, not Jason. See, I quit the ministry a long time ago because I got tired of running it. I let him take over. And when I let him take over, it runs a lot more smoother. I don't got a crowd full of people, but that's not a success in a ministry either. So, you know, I'm over all that stuff. I used to look for crowds and all this stuff, but God said, son, it's not about the crowds.
My goodness, he left the 99 and went after the one, so that tells you.
Now watch this, guys. Even as David also described the blessedness of a man unto in whom God imputed righteousness without works. See, he made David right without works. See, so that just tells you David's works did not justify him. God put it in him righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of a man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not input. Hold on, guys. Input righteousness without works, saying, blessed are whose iniquities are forgiven and his sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not input sin. Cometh this blessedness that is upon circumcision only, or upon uncircumcision only. For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it reckoned? When he was in circumcision or uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision he received. That means uncircumcision, guys, that means he wasn't saved. That means he didn't know God. So that's what that uncircumcision means. And he received the sign of uncircumcision as a seal of righteousness of faith, which has yet began uncircumcision, that he might be the father of them all. Watch this, guys. I'm going to show you something. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of faith, which is he has been uncircumcision, that he might be the father of them all that believe. Though they be not circumcised, the righteousness might be imputed unto him also, and the father of circumcisions to them who are not the circumcisions only, but also walketh in the steps that of faith. Or of our father, Father Abraham. So here's what I'm getting tonight. You have the blessings of Abraham. Tonight, you have the blessings of Abraham. But how did Abraham get those blessings? Abraham was a very rich person. I'm here to tell y'all. I mean, he had cattle. He had everything under the sun. God blessed that man so much, it wasn't even funny. How did he attain this? Because he believed God. Do you know tonight, if you're a child of God, you have the seed of Abraham. Mm-hmm. He promised Abraham that his seed would be the seed of the sand. So otherwise, your inheritance from Abraham, believing God, made you in right standing with God. Same way with Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, it made you have the inheritance. These people say, well, I'm not worthy. I know you wasn't worthy, but he made you worthy through his blood. Now you can receive the promises of God. The only thing that God don't move God is because the enemy, watch this, this is good, guys. The only way that you do not receive from God is your doubt. See, God can't move in doubt. I used to say this, you're going to doubt, you're going to pout, you're going to do without. My friend, if you're sick tonight, healing is yours. If you're poor tonight, prosperity is yours. Guys, all you got to do is believe it. See, when I first got saved, this prophet gave me a dollar. He said, I'm going to give you this dollar, and it's going to mean something to you one day. I went to a revival in Lafayette, Georgia. Never will forget this. The lady stopped the whole service. She said, Brother Jay, she said, somebody in here, I got to show you something. She took some kids. She said, give me some dollars up here. I'm going to get some kids up here. Those kids, she said, I'm going to illustrate something to you. Somebody in here tonight. I don't know who I'm talking to. I was sitting back there at the back of the church, and all of a sudden she started handing out dollar bills to these kids. She said, see, these kids are receiving what I'm giving them. See, it's the same thing I'm trying to tell you tonight. You have the promises of Abraham. If God blessed Abraham, he's going to bless you. Mm-hmm. If God healed Abraham, God's going to heal you. Yep. If Abraham had it, you have it. But the only, you say, well, Brother Jason, I know what you're saying, but I don't have it. You don't have it because you doubt. You do not believe that you're the seed of Abraham. See, I'm blessed tonight because I am the seed of Abraham. I believe when God blessed my father Abraham, he carried that blessing to me as well. See, your blessings tonight, God wants you to be the head and not the tail. Do you know tonight there's blessings coming your way? Do you believe that? See, if you don't believe that, you're going to be shaking your head. I know Brother Jason said this, but it ain't true. See, God told me yesterday, he said, son, I'm going to use you in these last days to cancel the assignment of the enemy. The enemy's telling these people they broke. The enemy's telling these people that they're sick when they're not, because I healed them 2,000 years ago, and they keep believing a lie. See, the devil speaks to you right here in these eyes. But God speaks to you in the ears. Satan will let you see something. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, things unseen. See, we can't see these things, but we comprehend them because of what we know. Mm-hmm. It's not what you see. You might see that you're sick, but you know in your mind that you're not, because God promised you. And you know what kills us the most? It's not what is in our mind. Jesus said it. It's what comes out of the man defiles him. It's not what's in your mind, guys, that's defeating you. It's what's coming out this mouth. But the Bible says, who can contain a tongue? Nobody. Nobody can't contain this thing except God. I want you to ask God tonight to contain my lips to speak nothing but faith. Even when I see doubt, even, and Satan tried to test me today. Oh, you going under, you going under. And I told him, I said, no, I ain't. And that's why Jesus responded in Matthew 4. He resisted the devil by what he said to him, not what he thought in his mind. Sometimes you got to talk to the devil and say, devil, you can tell me what you want, but let me tell you something. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. God just told me the other day that I was fixing to get blessed, and here you are trying to get me to doubt. Yep. He just talked, let me show you something else. In Matthew chapter 4, God comes up to Jesus when he got baptized by John, remember? He got baptized by John, and he said these words. He said, John, he said, this is my son who I'm well pleased. Jesus heard it. And it wasn't too long right after that, he went into the desert to be tempted and tried of the devil. And guess what? The devil hits him. First thing he said, if you be the son of God. Wait a minute. God just told me right back there I was a son and he was well pleased with me. Now you're trying to get me to doubt. Now you see where I'm going with this tonight? God is trying to get you to believe what he's told you you were and where you're going, but the only thing that's stopping you is your faith and your big mouth. Your big mouth has got you in trouble all these years, and God's tired of hearing your doubtful, unbelief mouth, and you need to start speaking faith. I don't care what comes to your mind. And I had to catch myself today. I talked to myself. I said, Lord, everything's going to be all right. You know, the devil's trying to tell me I'm going under. These jobs are going under. I ain't getting no hours. My wife ain't getting no hours. But see, I'm under a test. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And God's trying to test me to see if I'm going to doubt in him. But you know what? Tonight, I'm not going to doubt him because I know what he's done for me and I know where I'm going and I know what God is fixing to do. He's fixing to bless us. And he's fixing to bless you too, my friend. Don't doubt in him, because one thing that can kill your blessing is doubt.
Yep.
You doubt, you pout, you do without. You're going to go around running your mouth all the time. Well, I don't know about God. I don't know if I'm going to lose my job. I'm guilty. I've done it. And then 10 minutes later, you know, I'm over here saying, well, God's going to do it exceedingly abundant. No, he ain't, because you just was over there talking doubt. Now you're talking faith. We need to learn how to talk faith and not doubt. Because the devil's hearing every word you say. Yep. God is testing my faith as we speak. That's right, Newberry. We got to learn to shut our mouths, because the devil feeds off of our mouth. Believe me, I'm big at it. This is ministering to me more than it's ministering to y'all. You understand, when I teach, God teaches to me. God's speaking to me, he's speaking to y'all, he's speaking to everybody. Why? Because I'm a willing vessel. I'm not perfect, but I'm a willing vessel. That's what God is looking for. Somebody like Isaiah. Isaiah, will you go? Isaiah said, send me, Lord, I'll go. See, Isaiah wasn't perfect. None of us is perfect.
No.
But God is looking for somebody willing. Was David, King David, perfect? No.
He was willing.
He was willing. Every time God told him something, he was willing to do it, no matter what the cost might be. He told him, Prophet Nathan, come to King David. He said, King David, you have sinned before the Lord. David, right then, a matter of minutes, hit the floor and said, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned before thee. One thing about David was he was chasing after God's heart. He didn't have God's heart, folks. But the Bible said that he was a man after God's heart. Otherwise, to be after somebody's heart, if I'm after my wife's heart sitting right here, that means that I'm after her heart. I'm willing to please her. Mm-hmm. See, when you find out somebody's heart, and see, God's heart tonight is to, number one, heal you. God told me this today. Number one, his desire is to heal you. His desire is to bless you. His desire is to look upon you and see his son. His desire, them are some of God's desires. God never wants you to go through anything bad, but if you have to go through bad, he's pruning you to get you to look like his son. He wants you to act like his son. That's his will. You got anything, Mom?
No, just keep on.
So, let's go on here, guys. 13 says, for the promise that he should be a heir of the world, was it not Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith? For if they which are of the law be heirs of faith, is made void. So otherwise, if you're following after the law and think, well, I'm going to justify myself by the law. Guys, ain't none of us going to follow the law.
The law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression.
Because the law worketh wrath. Mm-hmm. For there's no law, there worketh transgression. So, if we go around telling everybody, oh, you a sinner, I saw you look at that woman, you committed adultery. See, and guys, that's what we do. We go to church. We try to fellowship with people. All we want to do is pick out their faults all the time, don't we?
Yep.
I mean, we go into church, we constantly trying to pick out somebody's faults. Well, what if God done you that way? Mm-mm. What if God every day got you up and picked out your faults every little day? Now don't get me wrong. When God's trying to show you something and correct you, that's a different story. But you got some of these people in ministry that they're going to the front door and they trying to find something bad on somebody.
Oh yeah, just looking for it.
And those type people, their house is full of skeletons. Mm-hmm. I promise you, they got so much stuff at home. If they was to open up the door, it'd fall all over the place.
God do help.
It says right here in 15, because the law worketh wrath, for where there's no law is, there is no transgression. Wherefore, it is of faith that it might be grace, to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seeds, not to that only which is of the law, but to also which is of faith of Abraham.
Who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were.
So, here's the question. If Abraham had it, guess who else has it? Come on. Oh, but Jason, we didn't do what Abraham done.
We're heirs of him.
We are heirs of Abraham. If Abraham, you got to get this in your spirit. You can't get off of here tonight, off of this podcast and off of this feed tonight, this Kingdom Radio on TikTok. You can't get off here tonight and say, well, I don't know about all that. Soon as your banking accounts hit zero, and the devil starts speaking to you and saying, well, you know what Brother Jason said last night was full of it.
It's in black and white in the Word of God.
But guys, if we are a blessing of Abraham, then we need to walk as Abraham walked. And what did Abraham do? He always offered sacrifices he gave to God. You got to become a giver. You got to say, God, where do you want me to tithe? Where do you want me to give? What do you want me to give? I love you because I'm going to give you what's yours. Guys, everybody, I know everybody, the devil whispers in your ear, oh, that preacher just wants my money. Well, you know, be honest with you, Walmart ain't sitting out there asking for your money, but when you go in the store, guess what you do?
Sure, hurry, get it rid of it.
You sure in a hurry get rid of it because, oh, but I'm getting something, Jason. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You ain't going to get nothing from God. Let me tell you what God does. I've been here 4-something years at this house. We've never missed a lick. Never. You understand what I'm saying? We've never been rent. We've never been late. We've never missed none of our bills. You can ask my wife this. She's sitting right by me. We've never missed none of them. You hear what I'm saying? Never. Why? Because the first thing we do when we get our checks, we give 10% to God. And when God lays offerings on our heart, we obey. Never, ever have I missed one bill. Why is that? Because, my friend, I have a protection, and it's not our insurance either. It's God. He will not allow the enemy to come in on my finances. And even when he does, God's just setting me up a blessing. Mm-hmm. Even when he starts messing with my finances, God is just trying to shake it together and pull it over and cause it to run over. Mm-hmm. So he's shaking it, he's baking it, and it's getting ready to deliver. And every time I see it shaking, I know God's fixing to do something. So, if we believe the blessings of Abraham, if we believe God blessed Abraham, he's going to bless you because you're an heir of Abraham. Mm-hmm. So, my friend, you got to do what Abraham done then. What did he do? He believed God for one thing. God told him, he said, give me a sacrifice. And what did he do? He gave his son. Yep. He went up on the mountain with his son. He gave to God. If you're not a giver, don't expect to be blessed, because you won't. You got to start giving to God. It's almost like being in a relationship. If my wife never gave me anything, I never gave her nothing, guess what's going to happen in this relationship? It's going to die. Mm-hmm. We show our love to God by what we do for him. It could be time, your talent, and your treasure. And I've been talking about that on TikTok. Time, talent, and treasure. God wants all three. Yep. Your time, your talent, and your treasure. You can't give him your time without your talent. God wants you. He does not need your money. He wants your heart. But he uses money because he knows that's where your heart is at. Obviously, because when you go talking about money, people get offended. Well, it should not offend you. Matter of fact, it should say, you know what? You're speaking truth, Jason. I'm trying to get you blessed. I want you blessed. I want you to say what I say. I don't miss no bills. I practice what I preach, guys. I'm not just preaching something I ain't living myself. I practice this. This works. It works. It works better than the lottery, too, I promose you. You don't have to spend $1 million and win $1 million either. Nope. So, guys, that's all we have tonight. You got anything?
No, it's been good.
So, faith is something we need to grab a hold of, but we also need to perform. Mm-hmm. Because we don't perform it, what good is faith? Paul said, show me your works and I'll show you my faith. Mm-hmm. So if we don't show our faith, what good is our works? So see, you can't tell me you got faith when you have no works. Otherwise, what I'm saying is, quit running your mouth and start walking your legs. You know, because your mouth is just, you tell everybody you love God and you trust God and all this stuff, but you don't. Because if you do, then you trust him with your money. Oh, I ain't getting in all that, Brother Jason. No, ho. Then you don't trust God. You trust that money more than you do God. Mm-hmm. I don't trust money. And I definitely don't trust my employer because they could let me down any minute now. And I do not trust in Biden. I don't trust in Trump. I love Trump. Don't get me wrong. I know God had him in there, but I don't trust in him either. Why? Because God told me to put my trust in him only. Mm-hmm. It's on our money, guys. In God we trust. It didn't say in Trump or Biden or no. I don't care how much they raise that gas up. Don't make a hill of beans to me. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you.